We go to the board. It's brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
All right, let's make it more by talking about what I thought was the most difficult game of the week.
Okay.
Shall we? Atlanta is now a one-point favorite over the Packers. This opened Pack minus 1.5. Atlanta taking money. I was on Atlanta last week. I watched a lot of the game. Desmond Ridder stinks. That's my grand takeaway. Ridder stinks. But here's the problem. The Artie party, the ground game, that's still legit. Bijan Robinson is that dude. Algiers still playing a big role.
Goal line.
What's Packers' weakness?
You tell me.
Stopping a run.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I wanted to bet the Pack here, I am going to stay away from this game. I am not going to bet this short road favorite or now short road dog. I'm going to let this play out. I feel like I need a better read on both these teams. Now, I loved the Pack last week. That was an easy game. They killed the Bears. This is one I am going to stay away. I was impressed by Jordan Love. I think you're getting the better quarterback here, Love versus Ridder. But I need to see the Pack go on the road back-to-back weeks. And can they bow up against Atlanta where Arthur Smith and that ground scheme, they go at you.
I wrote insert Jordan Love conversation here.
Yeah.
And it's probably too early because I don't think very highly of the Bears defense. But Love looked good. Red zone, third down, spreading the ball around. Yeah, I think the Packers are the better team here. But back-to-back road games against running teams and Atlanta, they were a cover machine early in the season last year. So, yeah, this was a Falcons or pass. And the number moving the other way, this would be the wrong time for me to dive in.
There's just games I like better.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. I think Atlanta's going to be one of the most frustrating teams of the season because everything's in place. Jesse Bates, who they paid a ton of money for from Cincinnati, had a huge game for them at safety.
That was a big ad.
Defense will get better.
Calais Campbell, yeah.
Man, I'm sorry. I want it to work. Like, I don't want to root against Ridder. He sucks. That was awful in week one. At one point, he was 7 for 8 for a grand total of 7 yards.
What do you make of this tension that Arthur Smith has? I'm not going to say against fantasy football players because who cares? But the point is, when are you going to get Pitts more involved? When are you going to get Drake London more involved? He's like, well, we don't worry about fantasy football. You shouldn't. But you should have a game plan that gets your two best pass catchers the ball more frequently.
I think there's absolutely a relation here between your best players being involved and you winning. Now, congrats, you beat Bryce Young in week one. Bryce Young was not terrible. More on that later. He just made two terrible mistakes. He's a rookie. I got to wait and see on this game.
I think Atlanta wins it, but I'm not playing it.
Okay, go to the next.